First Chronicles chapter 25. David and the officers of the army also set apart for the service the sons of Asaph, and Heman, and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with lyres, harps, and cymbals. The list of those who did the work and of their duties was, of the sons of Asaph, Zakur, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asarelah, sons of Asaph, under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied under the direction of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Zerai, Jeshaiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, 6, under the direction of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with a lyre in thanksgiving and praise to the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shebuel, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gedaltai, and Romamtezer, Joshbekasha, Malothai, Hothir, Mahazioth. All these were the sons of Heman the king's seer, according to the promise of God to exalt him, for God had given Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. They were all under the direction of their father for the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, harps, and lyres, for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the order of the king. They and their kindred, who were trained in singing to the Lord, all of whom were skillful, numbered 288. And they cast lots for their duties, small and great, teacher and pupil alike. The first lot fell for Asaph to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, to him and his brothers and his sons 12, the third to Zakur, his sons and his brothers 12, the fourth to Izrai, his sons and his brothers 12, the fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and his brothers 12, the sixth to Bukiah, his sons and his brothers 12, the seventh to Jesharelah, his sons and his brothers 12, the eighth to Jeshaiah, his sons and his brothers 12, the ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and his brothers 12, the tenth to Shimei, his sons and his brothers 12, the 11th to Azarel, his sons and his brothers 12, the 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 13th, Shubael, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 14th, Mattathiah, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 15th, to Jeremoth, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 16th, to Hananiah, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 17th, to Joshbekasha, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 18th, to Hanani, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 19th, to Malathai, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 20th, to Eliatha, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 21st, to Hothir, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 22nd, to Gedaltai, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 23rd, to Mahazioth, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 24th, to Romamtai-Ezer, his sons and his brothers 12. First Chronicles chapter 26. As for the divisions of the gatekeepers, of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, son of Kore, of the sons of Asaph, Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebadiah the third, Jothniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Eliohenai the seventh, Obed-Edom had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sekar the fourth, Nathanael the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Peuelathai the eighth, for God blessed him. Also to his son Shemaiah sons were born who exercised authority in their ancestral houses, for they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzebad, whose brothers were able men, Elihu and Shemachiah. All these, sons of Obed-Edom, with their sons and brothers, were able men qualified for the service, 62 of Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, able men, 18. Hosa, of the sons of Merari, had sons. Shimri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, his father made him chief. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and brothers of Hosa totaled 13. These divisions of the gatekeepers, corresponding to their leaders, had duties, just as their kindred did, ministering in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots by ancestral houses, small and great alike, for their gates. The lot for the east fell to Shelemiah. They cast lots also for his son Zechariah, a prudent counselor, and his lot came out for the north. Obed-Edom's came out for the south, and to his sons was allotted the storehouse. For Shupim and Hosah it came out for the west, at the gate of Shalaketh on the ascending road. Guard corresponded to guard. On the east there were 6 Levites each day, on the north 4 each day, on the south 4 each day, as well as 2 and 2 at the storehouse, and for the colonnade on the west there were 4 at the road and 2 at the colonnade. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the Korahites and the sons of Merari. And of the Levites, Ahijah had charge of the treasuries of the house of God and the treasuries of the dedicated gifts. The sons of Ladan, the sons of Gershonites belonging to Ladan, the heads of families belonging to Ladan the Gershonite, Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli, Zetham and his brother Joel, were in charge of the treasuries of the house of the Lord. Of the Amramites, the Isharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, Shebuel son of Gershom, son of Moses, was chief officer in charge of the treasuries. His brothers, from Eleazar, were his son Rehabiah, his son Jeshaiah, his son Joram, his son Zichri, and his son Shelemoth. This Shelemoth and his brothers were in charge of all the treasuries of the dedicated gifts that King David and the heads of families and the officers of the thousands and the hundreds and the commanders of the army had dedicated. From booty won in battles they dedicated gifts for the maintenance of the house of the Lord. Also all that Samuel the seer and Saul son of Kish and Abner son of Ner and Joab son of Zeruiah had dedicated, all dedicated gifts were in the care of Shelemoth and his brothers. Of the Isharites, Kenaniah and his sons were appointed to outside duties for Israel as officers and judges. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brothers, 1,700 men of ability, had the oversight of Israel west of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the service of the king. Of the Hebronites, Jerijah was chief of the Hebronites. In the 40th year of David's reign, search was made of whatever genealogy or family, and men of great ability among them were found at Jazer in Gilead. King David appointed him and his brothers, 2,700 men of ability, heads of families, to have the oversight of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites, for everything pertaining to God, and for the affairs of the king. 1 Chronicles chapter 27. This is the list of the people of Israel, the heads of families, the commanders of the thousands and the hundreds, and their officers who served the king in all matters concerning the divisions that came and went, month after month throughout the year, each division numbering 24,000. Jashobeam, son of Zabdiel, was in charge of the first division in the first month. In his division were 24,000. He was a descendant of Perez, and was chief of all the commanders of the army for the first month. Dodai, the Ahohite, was in charge of the division of the second month. Mikloth was the chief officer of his division. In his division were 24,000. The third commander for the third month was Benaiah, son of the priest Jehoiada, as chief. In his division were 24,000. This is the Benaiah who was a mighty man of the 30, and in command of the 30. His son, Amizabad, was in charge of his division. Asahel, brother of Joab, was fourth for the fourth month, and his son, Zebadiah, after him, in his division were 24,000. The fifth commander for the fifth month was Shamhuth, the Izrahite. In his division were 24,000. Sixth for the sixth month was Ira, son of Ikesh, the Tekoite. In his division were 24,000. Seventh for the seventh month was Helez the Pelonite of the Ephraimites. In his division were 24,000. Eighth for the eighth month was Shibbekai the Hushathite of the Zerahites. In his division were 24,000. Ninth for the ninth month was Abiezer of Anathoth, a Benjaminite. In his division were 24,000. Tenth for the tenth month was Maharai of Netophah of the Zerahites. In his division were 24,000. 11th for the 11th month was Benaiah of Pirathon of the Ephraimites. In his division were 24,000. 12th for the 12th month was Heldai the Netophathite of Othniel. In his division were 24,000. Over the tribes of Israel, for the Reubenites, Eliezer, son of Zichri, was chief officer. For the Simeonites, Shephatiah, son of Maacah. For Levi, Hashabiah, son of Kemuel. For Aaron, Zadok. For Judah, Elihu, one of David's brothers. For Issachar, Omri, son of Michael. For Zebulun, Ishmaiah, son of Obadiah. For Naphtali, Jeremoth, son of Azrael. For the Ephraimites, Hoshea, son of Azaziah. For the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, son of Pedaiah. For the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Edo, son of Zechariah. For Benjamin, Jaasiel, son of Abner. For Dan, Azarel, son of Jeroham. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. David did not count those below 20 years of age, for the Lord had promised to make Israel as numerous as the stars of heaven. Joab, son of Zeruiah, began to count them, but did not finish. Yet wrath came upon Israel for this, and the number was not entered into the account of the annals of King David. Over the king's treasuries was Azmaveth, son of Adiel. Over the treasuries in the country, in the cities, in the villages, and in the towers, was Jonathan, son of Uzziah. Over those who did the work of the field, tilling the soil, was Ezrai, son of Chelub. Over the vineyards was Shimei the Ramathite. Over the produce of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi the Shifmite. Over the olive and sycamore trees in the Shephelah was Baal-Hanan the Gederite. Over the stores of oil was Joash. Over the herds that pastured in Sharon was Shitrai the Sharonite. Over the herds in the valleys was Shaphat son of Adlai. Over the camels was Obil the Ishmaelite. Over the donkeys was Jediah the Meronothite. Over the flocks was Jaziz the Hagrite. All these were stewards of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, being a man of understanding and a scribe. Jehiel, son of Hachmonai, attended the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite was the king's friend. After Ahithophel came Jehoiada, son of Benaiah, and Abiathar. Joab was commander of the king's army.